Stand Up On The Spot has moved to its own dedicated channel. Subscribe today at youtube.com/@standupots for all future episodes, clips, and more. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome to Stand Up On The Spot. I'm your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and by round of applause, who has never seen Stand Up On The Spot before? All right, let me explain how this works. We, the comedians, are coming out here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. Let me explain the show real quick. Obviously, somebody's seen it. They're very eager. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, then we have to create Stand Up On The Spot based off of your suggestions. So, let's get right into it, because you guys are excited. Let's do it. What do you say? All right, what do we got? Got Visa. What else was this? Sourdough. I feel like sourdough is the letdown of breads. they're like, we don't have any, we have sourdough. Is that okay? And you're like, it's food. I guess I'll do it. But I don't think it's ever a first choice bread. Okay, wrong suggestion to take at Skankfest right off the bat. They're like, we want blood. No! You took the bread suggestion and all that, Jeremiah? What if I did an hour on bread? Just different. Man, raisin bread is so good, y'all. Now that is a church bread. That gets you ready for Jesus in the morning. Rise and shine. What else we got? What other suggestions? What was this? Coffee shit, sir? He's like, let's go, dude. That was me. That was all me, brother. I feel like I have coffee shits and I don't even drink coffee. You know what I mean? That's just what I'm working with right here. This festival is awesome, but the bathroom situation here is a nightmare. There's a dude who I heard in the stall next to me as I was doing my business. He goes, yes, they actually have toilet paper this time. What was that guy doing the last time he was in the stall? How did that even work? Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got over here?
White Castle workers!
Blackfish. You know, it's just a fish in blackface. I know a racist fish when I see it. I know that they're not like that all the time, all right? It's Halloween wherever they're from under the sea. And they're trying to seize a moment, seize an opportunity. I was just dressing up for fun, right? Next suggestion. What do we got? Maybe somewhere over here.
Salami.
Salami. By the way, there was a food one at the beginning. I was joking about my suggestions. You did not have to take that literally, like, oh, this guy's a food guy. Let's run the pyramid for this guy's set. Let's do this. What was this? Porn addiction? Oh, man. This guy looked at my body and he's like, yeah. do you look at a lot of porn, sir?
So-so.
I was there. It was me in the bathroom. I did it. I jerked him off 5 minutes ago.
A so-so amount of looking at porn. That's the first time I've ever heard a man say that. So-so. Are you from the States?
Ohio.
Okay. Yeah, that's a state. When was the first time you looked at porn, sir?
Probably like 12, 13.
Minutes ago? On your phone, 12, 13. Now, was it a magazine or was it a VHS tape back in your day?
Online.
Online. You're not that old. Okay, cool. No, no, no. Ma'am, what was your introduction to porn?
You know, the Scramble TV.
The Scramble TV? You... She was rubbing one out to squiggles on the screen. Brrr, Whoa! The dick is just, whoa! Is this Japanese porn? What is this? And were you around that same age, 12, 13?
Sure.
When were you introduced to it, would you say?
Like nine.
Nine?
My neighbor was kind of white trashy.
Your neighbor was white trashy, and they're like, look at this?
Yeah.
I caught my mom watching porn once. And that's how I found out she was really into black guys. She was watching it like it was like her, you know, the Michael Jordan documentary series, The Last Dance. Like, she was watching it like a docu-series. She was like... And I'm like, Ma, walked in. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, can you believe they can lift that woman up like that? I'm like, that's all my mom wants, to be swept away by a strong black man. That's it. What other suggestions we got? Maybe over here.
Third world bathrooms.
Third world bathrooms. Welcome to Skankfest. Yeah, yeah. Let's grab one more suggestion. Unemployed clowns. The saddest of all the people that are going to look for work, you know? An unemployed clown, that's basically a comedian between gigs. Who's ready to kick this show off? What do you say, guys? Okay, I'm very excited to bring out your next comedian to the stage. I absolutely love this next comic. You guys are going to love her, too. You may have seen her on Wild and Out. Please welcome the wonderful Maddie Smith to the stage. Come on!
What up? How you guys doing? Yeah! Skankfest! Okay. So you going to yell something now? Is that how it works? Whoa! Okay, one at a time. All right, someone over here.
Tate.
What'd you say?
Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate? Dude, I only found out about him like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Has some good points, okay? Women, bad. Ah, blowjob, I deserve. That's my impression of Yoda doing Andrew Tate. Pretty good, right? I don't know. How is he any different than... Oh, I just realized I don't have to answer everything. Fuck you. Next suggestion. Okay. This is so fun. Yay. I feel like I'm on a Hinge date. Next, bitch. Okay. Next.
Menopause.
Yeah, I'm 31. What do you want from me? I am getting close. No, I'm not. Who said that? Oh, the old bitch in the front. Okay, I'm kidding. Oh, she's laughing. Yeah, woo, okay. Can't say that to a man. He'll kill you. But, yeah, it's crazy. Isn't it crazy? Men kill us, and then we just swipe. But, okay, menopause. Dude, my mom is going through menopause. Well, no, she's been through menopause, but she's like a whore. And, she is dating a really rich guy right now. He's like a really rich, and, she's always dated rich people, but she's always been like a hoe. I don't know if anyone here has a mom who's like a hoe. I feel like Skankfest fans have moms who are hoes. Or like single moms, you know? Like in high school, my house was like a brothel. And people would come through. I'd be like, your appointment isn't until tomorrow. And but now my mom's with a rich guy, which is awesome. I sat her down and I was like, I swear to God, if you fuck this up. I put her in a chokehold. I was like, you give him your pussy. I always knew my mom fucked. I didn't know until recently when my mom's rich boyfriend told me that he put me in his will. I was like, yo, that's how you know my mom has a good pussy. She's got that put the kids in a will pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about menopause. Bring it on for me, though. I don't know. Kids freak me out. I can't even... Dude, I lose my debit card every week. How am I going to have a kid? I'm a bitch who will leave a kid in a hot car. You know what I'm saying? And be like, he hit me first. And they're like, wrong charge. Okay, yeah. You're not allowed to clap at that. Okay. A lot of dudes here. Next suggestion. Sweatshops, pro. Okay, next. Gotta get my t-shirts, gotta get my sneakers, gotta get my iPhone, don't give a fuck, next, all right.
Broken condoms.
Broken condoms? Hell yeah, I'm on Wildin' Out, Nick Cannon, bring it on. I need it. You guys ask the pervious questions, I love it. For the dudes, you were like, first blowjob. Me, it's like, menopause, you old fucking whore. Okay, broken condoms. Skinny vaginas? I don't know, but mine's pink. Okay, this is absolute chaos. You want to see it? Okay, it's dry as hell. I'm on Lexapro. My pussy's like a cat's tongue. But, okay, is this thing on? The minute I get to Skankfest every time, I'm like, what's up? I'm quite liberal, but every time I come here, I'm like, vaccines are gay! Bah! Holes in the condoms, doesn't matter, I have an IUD, men come in me every night, I have herpes. Okay, next question. Do people still do the holes in the condoms? Girls do that to trap guys in, right? We don't have to do that anymore, you can just me too him. Yeah, okay, no, only the girls are laughing. That's how you know how few women are here, you can hear like there's 10 of you, and all you guys laugh, and the guys, remember me too? When every guy realized he's a rapist, that was crazy. You guys were reading on Facebook, you're like, wait, hold on, it's bad if she's drunk? I gotta call my mom. It was her. Okay, I'm just seeing if you guys are awake. Okay, next suggestion. Polygamy. Polygamy is fucking weird, dude. And is there any polygamy guys here or girls? It's always guys. It's always the ugliest fucking guys, too. It's always the ugliest fucking guys. And they're always fat in the wrong places. They're not like fat, but they're like fat in the wrong... You know what I mean? You're like, you're not fat, but you're fat. You know what I mean? You're like, what's going on there? I would be polyamory for just to see what his body looks like. You know what I mean? Okay, everyone's too fat for that. All right. Everyone here is like, fuck you, bitch. We live in Omaha. All right, next.
Sourdough.
All right. What, could you smell my yeast infection? What's going on? I literally hate myself. Sourdough is cool. It's a good bread. Put some turkey and brie. Oh, you know what I fuck with? Turkey, brie, apple. Yeah, I'm white. Okay. Sourdough slaps. I don't know. I'm more of a rye. I like a pastrami sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what that shit looks like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Dude, fully shaved. That shit actually looks scary. One time I got a wax and the bitch was like, you should leave some on. And yeah. She was like, you don't have good body for full shave. I was like, damn, shit. Then she gave me a line. I looked like Hitler. And, yeah, all the Jews came inside. Okay, I keep forgetting this is going on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, edgy. Ah! They call me the Chappelle of comedy. But, okay, next. What'd you say? Threesomes. Let's fucking go, dude. Yeah. No, thank you. I never had a threesome. I got invited to one last August in LA, of all places. And I'm doing this dance because it makes me nervous, because thinking about it is embarrassing, because you don't realize you're being invited until threesome until like 5 minutes in. So at first you're like, why are they so happy? Like, why? They are like so into, they love my comedy. I was up there for 10, they're hooting and hollering. And her nipples are hard as fuck. They inch closer to you. And then they were like, we're at the one hotel. And I was like, oh shit, I'm about to lick your clam. Yo, let me get some butter. But I ultimately didn't go because I had pasta today and I knew I was going to throw up on his dick. And that sucks. You ever throw up on a dick and suck it back up because you're a people pleaser? Yeah. Fucking hoes. You don't even have to change your rhythm. It's All right. My DMs are about to explode with a bunch of guys who look like Mike Harrington. Okay. I'll do a couple more and then I'll bring Jeremiah. What'd you say?
Strap on.
Spicy grandma?
Sexy grandma.
Oh, sexy grandma. That's what I'm going to be. All right. No one laughed. Okay. I thought that was going to murder. I forgot I'm not at Wildin' Out. Sexy grandma, bringing out, yo, grandmas. Okay, so in New York City, I go to a gym called Equinox. You guys wouldn't know it, you're ugly. And there's sexy grandmas there. And when we talk about pubes earlier, no pubes. No pubes at all. Fucking hardwood floors. Yeah. That shit was awesome. I wanted to tell them, you can grow it out. Like, you are fine. You are good. You are good. And now I'm looking right at her. And she's like, I don't care anymore. Okay, one more. You said something over here. One more.
Strap on.
Strap on. Oh, dude, I am like a vanilla lights off, t-shirts on kind of girl. So when it comes to strap on, hey, strap me in because I'll fucking do it. You know what I mean? No, I don't really do butt stuff. It freaks me out. I get a lot of UTIs. I'm a slut. I'm already a slut. You know what I mean? I don't need to get bacteria involved when there's already a gangbang. But okay, now I'm just saying stuff to end on a huge laugh. And you guys are like, you're spiraling. And I'm like, no, you guys are. You were here with me. And now you're looking at me like I'm retarded. No, I'm kidding. I can't say that on YouTube. But you guys have been really fun. Bring Jeremiah out. Bring Jeremiah out.
Was that Maddie okay? Smith, everybody.
Thank you. Was that okay? Did I stand up on the spot correctly?
Didn't she kill a guy? That's awesome.
I was nervous. They were shouting things out so loud. I felt like I was at an auction.
Let's grab some suggestions. What do you say?
Someone said Bill. All Mormons.
White girl problem. Okay.
Well, listen up.
We got a thing or two to tell you.
There's not a lot of women in comedy. That's a very specific white girl problem. But I'll go back to the normal ones. Oh, my period. I'm sad.
My dad didn't give me enough money for my allowance.
Spice isn't pumpkin-y enough.
Did you ever, are you one of those types of people when you go to a Starbucks where you like want your order a very specific way?
No, I'm a black coffee kind of girl.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really mess with the other stuff. It makes me a little shaky. And I also don't like to be mean to service people because been there, done that.
What was the worst service job you had?
I worked at fucking Party City and I got fired. I got fired. I got fired.
How do you get fired
from
Party City?
That's what I said to them. I said, yo, like seriousness aside, how'd that happen? And they were like, you should leave. I think what happened was I worked there during Halloween, so they made the girls wear slutty outfits, and I had to share like tights with other girls.
What do you mean?
It was like a health issue. When you guys are asking me about pegging, like, no, I'm not doing that because I shared tights with another person when I was 17, and they made us wear. I had to wear like a Raggedy Ann like slutty little costume, and
at 17.
Yeah, and I like took a stance. I was like, I'm not wearing them, and then I got fired because you know this is the only way to make it in corporate America.
Listen, here at Party City. If you're not the life of the party and you're 17, then get out of here.
Hey, if you ain't the life, then you the death. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Kagoosh.
Kagoosh. Yeah, that was definitely the worst job.
Sharing that with other women, that's terrifying.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. And people during Halloween season getting their costumes, rudest motherfuckers I ever saw in my life.
Really?
It was like the purge. You think people, when you get food, are rude? Party City on Halloween. Party City on October 30th. Motherfuckers come in for the hot dog costume. That's been gone since October 1st. Okay. You look like an idiot. You can get the toddler size or get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, why don't you have my Yu-Gi-Oh costume?
Now I'm like, why did I get fired?
Yeah.
Because I suck at everything.
I don't get
for
it.
This sometimes. not right now.
Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got over here?
What? Insecurities.
Insecurities.
Olive Garden.
Ooh, I can get down
my
on
two
Olive
favorite
Garden.
Things. Insecurities. Olive Garden. Great place to eat away your problems when you're here. Your family.
Yeah.
Hey. Weird when you go there with your boyfriend, right? Hey, what are we? that was a riff. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, that was freaking tight. We're doing it, dude. That's freaking sick, dude.
We're doing stand up on
the spot.
We're
doing stand up on the spot, dude. She's freaking crushing it, dude. That is weird. Like I feel like the Game of Thrones cast would fit in really well at Olive Garden.
Yeah, or like anyone in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They take it too literally.
When we're here, we really are family.
We are. My wife is my cousin.
Yeah.
That's my sister, and she tonight I'm proposing to her.
She's really cute. I've known her a while. We share bunk beds. Everyone here is from the South. Okay. Fuck yeah! Next.
What do we got right here? The section up here.
Slavery.
Do we have anything?
Dungeons and Dragons.
And Dragons? He's like...
Dahmer. Dungeons and Dragons and deodorant, two things that don't go together. Hey! Fucking roasted your ass, virgin pussy. Hey, oh. All right. Just trying to wake him up again.
Yeah.
And he's literally like, and that's why I didn't yell a suggestion the entire show. I will recoil to my cave. You are a level 22 wizard. I rescind to what you just did to me.
I will gracefully bow out.
Yeah. Let's grab one more. What do we got over here?
Milkshakes and gambling.
I think as you get older, milkshakes become a gamble with your digestive system. Because, like, starting out as a kid, like, I could down, like, 64-ounce milkshakes. Like, ungodly amount of milk and stuff. And now I'm like, you know, I'll get the small, and then I'm like, I don't know if I should.
Dude, I get a tummy ache from cum, you know? It's like, I can't go, I'm 30.
I mean, I can't even go out of the house.
Anxiety. No, but true, it's true. The milkshake is a gamble, though. You know why it's more of a gamble? Because you get to fucking McDonald's and the ice cream machine doesn't work. Show me that the ice cream machine doesn't work.
You know that they debunked, like, they got sued, right?
What?
McDonald's actually got sued by the company that makes the milkshake machines because they looked into it across the country and employees were shutting them down on purpose and they weren't actually broken and they lost. McDonald's had to pay millions of dollars to that company.
Really?
Yep.
Let's go.
Right?
This is why we protest. This is why we become activists.
No. That's literally when I saw that, I was like in my head, I was like, because I'm proud to be an American, because at least I know we're free.
I can get my McFlurries whenever I want, even if when it's 3 a.m. White girl problems. Okay. White girl, I'm wilding out. All right.
Guys, did we have a good time with Maddie Smith? Keep
Thank
it going
you.
For her. All right, we have a couple more comics. How's everybody feeling, huh? All righty, your next comedian coming to stage. Every time I run into this guy at festivals, I always love riffing with him. I'm very excited to bring him out. Right now, he's got a great album called Disingenuous. Please welcome the great Nick Vatterott to the stage, guys. Come on.
All right, I am so hungover. I woke up at 4 o'clock. This is perfect because I can't remember any of my material, so this is actually the best thing that could possibly happen. Let's just get into it. Give me a word. Plane crash. God, I mean, comedy friendly plane crash. You know what I was thinking about? The Southwest airline people, you know how they like do bits now? Like, they're like, it's like, all right, well, we're about to take off, and the pilot wants to try a couple new tricks. And there's always that one lady behind you going, oh. And you're like, this is not good material. But I've also thought, like, I think it would be really funny if they kept doing the bits as the plane crashed. All right, everybody, we are going down. The pilot has lost control of his... The flight's a lot like his marriage. He's lost complete control of it. And take your favorite kid and save him. They're always doing that bit. And the child's... Oh, like the kids are laughing. Wait, there's favorites? I always love on the flight, when the flight, I was sleeping on the way over here, and the flight attendant was like, can you raise, sir, you need to raise the window shade? I was like, why? She goes, because the plane can't take off if the window shade's down, which sounds like a design flaw. Like the pilots are like, what the hell's going on right here? What's going on?
Back here. He better not put his seat back or the wings will fall off.
How about another suggestion?
Carnival worker.
Carnival worker. I always judge how safe the ride is by how many teeth they have. Disneyland, tons of teeth. I'm getting on that ride. Carnival in some place like Fayette. Every state has a Fayette. And I'm like, this guy, I don't know. If he's not worried about his teeth, I don't think he's stressed out about screws. That's a joke. You fall into carnival worker. You're never sitting there as a kid going, ah, oh, yeah. You know what I want to do? I just want to just never shower for years. You know, it's funny. This is very cool. This is very cool. I like this. At a carnival, it's just like a painted dragon. It's like it's a roller coaster, but there's a dragon. How about another suggestion?
Pregnant terrorist.
Pregnant terrorist. I mean, that's every pregnant woman. Can we be honest, folks? I mean, Jesus Christ. You get to do whatever the fuck you want if you're pregnant. How about it? This is a different pace than the other ones, I understand. How about another suggestion? I am so hungover. Guys, if I get through this whole thing without throwing up, I would say this is a successful set.
Crocs.
What did you say? What is it?
Crocs.
Trucks?
Crocs, like the shoe.
Oh, Crocs. I also love when you ask somebody and they say it louder as if... how would you say? What was it? You know what I was thinking? So, like, there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of rough-looking people here in Vegas. And you can't tell if they're homeless or my reflection in the mirror, you know? And I noticed a thing that I do now. If I see somebody and I can't tell if they're homeless or not, I look at their shoes. Because that is a fucking, you instantly know by looking at somebody's shoes. If they have, like, nice shoes on, they're not homeless. If you can see part of their foot... through the shoe and they're not wearing Crocs. That's just a Nike they found in 1975. How about another word?
Prince Andrew.
Prince fucking Andrew. God fucking damn it. You can just fuck. What is that all about? No one's talking about that. He what did he do? He fucking pedophiled a bunch of people? Is that what he did? Fucking pedophiles. I'm sorry. I'm not I don't like them. I don't care for pedophiles. And I will fucking say that. I was thinking, you know what's crazy though? I was thinking about pedophiles the other day. It's always weird. You have to clock out at some point with the pedophile thoughts, you know? Because I'm not talking about, like, that's a weird, again, my brain, okay, that sentence didn't, please cut that. Oh God, that's gonna be my TikTok. I'm thinking about the pedophile, not the act of the pedophile, okay. The worst offense.
No, I was thinking about the guy who fucked the kids. That's the fucking kid. I got in the car with my five.
Thank you. I'll take a sweat break. Jesus, goddamn. I was thinking, here's an uncomfortable reality, though. A lot of pedophiles were pedophiled when they were a kid, and that's why they wound up becoming pedophiles. So pedophiles are kind of like the worst type of vampire. I want to suck your dick. Okay, all right, can we get a... God damn it, I'm disappointed in that one. All right. What's that? Oh, hold on. I'm going to ask you to say that word one more time because I'm getting a real misconnection right here. Wiggers, thank God. I'm either making it better or making it worse here by asking him to repeat himself. Be careful with that word, you know? Because that's another word you want to scream it at somebody, and if they miscommunicate, this fucking wigger pulled out right in front of me. You fucking
wigger? What? No! With the W! With the W!
Is he flicking me off? No! I got two of them! Wigger. That was a dumb time in our life, right? We're just like, dude's a fucking... Remember when you found out what that meant? It's a white guy. Cool. You start looking around. You like want to use it because you just, I have a new word to say to people. Where should we go? I know. Lids at the mall. I know I'll find. That's where wiggers just, they just pop out of a starter jacket in lids, and that's just, I feel like I got the light. I don't want to go over my time. Let's bring Jeremiah back out. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremiah Watkins, everybody.
Keep it going for Nick Vatterott, guys.
God, I got through it, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you doing
I'll
good,
go back
buddy?
To my square.
Perfect.
I just, somebody snuck in a can of beans.
Yeah, that was the most... that guy pulls up a stick and has a little handkerchief behind it.
Sir, can I see your ID, sir?
I was just moving through town real quick.
Those people are always just trying to...
Yeah, is the train moving this way?
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch a caboose to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
I don't know why this homeless person is Katharine Hepburn. I was just trying to get a trash can fire. If you've seen my gloves with the fingers gone.
That had a little Jimmy Stewart in it, too.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't stick to one accent for more than 8 seconds.
I love it when somebody, like, are you good at doing accents or can you do, like you know, if somebody asks you to do, like, an Irish accent or something like that?
It always goes Irish eventually.
It always goes Irish eventually?
Yeah, like, I think Jamaican is, like, a fun one to do, but it's like...
Speaking of wiggers.
But you watch Chet Hanks.
It's just one of the best accents, isn't it?
You do it in your house,
right?
You know, when no one's around.
Right.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
You listen to, you know, you listen to music. You love. It's just a fun one to do, but it's a hair away from Irish.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. In fact, I don't even think I really like the Jamaican accent. I think I like it, but I just really like the Irish accent.
You like those Irish accents?
It's like, here we go. Ready? I'll do my Jamaican accent. You guys ready?
Perfect.
This is where I get canceled. Here we go. Chet Hanks will follow me on Instagram after this, though. I will say that. Oh, I don't want to smoke a joint.
That's your Jamaican accent?
I don't know what that is, but I love it. I love...
He's like, everything's going to be Irie. Don't worry about that.
The door to you on the left hand.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
What else can we get? What other suggestion? Maybe over here. What was this?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. I like how there's random vape clouds that randomly enter the stage here. that make everything seem like it's going to be legendary when I start to say it, and then they're like, oh no, it's just a joke. Okay, cool.
It's just ninjas disappearing everywhere.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the desolation of smoke.
I love we just ignored the suggestion.
Are you a hot sauce
guy?
Can we get a
suggestion for us to ignore? I love it. I just found out about Scoville's recently. I didn't know about Scoville's.
Yeah, the rating system for hot sauce, yeah.
It seems a little insane to me.
Why?
Because, okay, Like the scale of I was reading like the Scoville scale, and they were like, and it goes from like, they're like Tabasco is like 8, you know, Cholula is like 12, and it goes up to like 100,000, and it's like, okay, you're just making shit up. That's not
right.
Food. That's not hot sauce. That's like a chemical compound or something at some point. You know, you're just chewing on nitrous glycerine or some shit.
I like how Thai people rate the hotness, because they're like, this is normal hot, which means this is for you white people. And then they go, then there's Thai hot. Yeah. And then if you order the Thai hot, they go, okay.
Yeah.
They give that to you, but like, I like them to be like, if you want to be one of us, then we'll maybe do the Thai hot, but you're going to be in pain for sure.
Yeah, they don't believe you when you say you want the real hot.
Yeah.
They laugh, and they're like, okay. And they, I saw them, like, it was like, how many peppers? And I said, give me the 4. And they're like, okay. They wrote down.
It becomes a bad, like, dubbed foreign film. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure? I thought that should have gotten a little bit more, but okay.
Well, but
is the audience getting a little bit sleepy in here? Are you guys getting a little tired in here?
You know what the problem is? Is what? That they're not as bad at dubbing movies as they used to be.
Right.
Like, because they're actually pretty good now, and they've come up with words that look like what the guys are saying. But yeah, like in the 70s, it was just like, hello.
Yeah, just so off. It doesn't make sense at all. Yeah, the phrasing is like completely different. Yeah. Let's grab one more suggestion right over here. We got Whiskey Dick, Tony Soprano, and Alex Jones.
What are 3 nicknames for my dick and balls? What were the 3?
Whiskey Dick, Alex Jones, and Tony Soprano.
Yeah, it kind of works. I don't know.
It kind of works.
Which one's which? Which is the dick? Which are the 2 balls? I call him a left ball Whiskey Dick. It throws him off.
Have you ever had Whiskey Dick before when you're trying to hook up with a girl?
Yes. I remember one time. So to me, you know, like when I'm with a girl, I like to engage in coitus. And and I want to impress them.
I feel like this is a foreign film that's being transcribed, and he's like, when I engage with a woman, I enjoy coitus.
The French one is just like, bonjour.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay, so I want to last longer, so I will drink a lot of alcohol so that I last longer in sex. And
sure.
There's a point. You got to hit it perfectly. Otherwise, you blow right by it. And then you're, like, later on going, okay, so but the thing is, I drank a bunch of shots so that I would last longer. And now I won't get up now because of that. So I kind of, it's, yeah. I mean, we are fucked, but not in the way that we wanted to.
I'm really sorry. I was thinking about baseball and, like, my brother. And I don't know why that yeah, why it didn't work out for me. I don't know what's going on. I should have been like ready for a year, ready to go.
Have you gotten it? Is it a thing?
I've never drank before, so that is one way to not get whiskey dick.
Yeah.
But it's even more embarrassing. I've like once or twice, I looked at my wife once, like when it wasn't happening, and I just looked and I was like, I just walked away. I didn't know what to say. There's nothing to say other than like my penis is not working right now. So I gave her the still love me, right, babe? Guys, keep me over Nick Batterer.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, your next comedian coming to the stage. You may recognize him from Wild and Out or that damn Michael Che show. Please welcome the wonderful, the great Godfrey to the stage, guys. Come on.
The fuck show is this? Am I supposed? Oh, you supposed to tell me some shit?
Why are you so pretty?
Why am I so pretty? I'm like Ali. I'm fast. I'm pretty. I'm chocolatey, motherfucker. That's from fucking yoga, bitch. Like fuck yeah, yoga. A lot of white women in here. You know about yoga, huh? Yeah. You want to see some white girls fight over mat space? That shit is fucking amazing. Yoga is my shit. You know. That's when you could like. you could fart, no one judge you. It was amazing. I was so flatulent. Can I say that? I was so flatulent, because they will tell you in yoga, yo, please don't eat before you. You ever heard of Bikram yoga? Bikram? It's the hot yoga. I did that shit 5 years, 5 days a week. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah. And they would say, please, please don't eat before your cloth. That's a yoga voice. Don't eat before your cloth. Oh, they stretch a lot, their vocal cords. Don't eat before your cloth. And so me, I come from the world of football, baseball. I was like, fuck that, I'm eating. Fuck that bitch. I'm eating, I don't give a fuck, I'm eating. I'm not gonna fucking collapse in that bitch-ass class. That's how you approach yoga, like when you're an alpha. Yeah, fuck that, I'll stretch and shit. But I gotta eat, I eat meat, I eat burgers, all kind of shit. Before I'm doing that OM shit. Fuck that namaste bullshit, right? And man, that was a mistake. Because when you're doing yoga, a lot of shit you're doing, it's like you're doing a lot of and that's the button to your asshole, because that's like, that's the button, I swear. Because every time she got breathing, I go, oh, fuck. And I would fart. It sounds so goofy, but fuck it, it's goofy shit. I would fart into my positions. Everything, I'd just go. I timed that. Shit was sweet. And you know what's funny? It's like, you would think, you know, that the yoga teacher would be like, yo, who the fuck is farting in this fucking class? No, this bitch was so good. She would just incorporate the shit into her dialogue. It was fucking amazing. I'd be like, all right, detoxification. Damn! That smells like happiness. Fuck. What else, motherfuckers? This is like the fucking Price is Right. What, how much for the refrigerator? I don't know.
$1. Kanye.
Wait, what?
Kanye.
Kanye. Damn. Fuck. I'm from Chicago. Kanye. What the fuck, man? I don't. Fuck. I voted for him. I knew what I was going to get, so I was like, fuck. At least he did what everything I wanted. Just fucked up shit. You know what I mean? Kanye, man, that dude, I don't know, something, I don't fucking, but he's it's working. You know, when you're a fucking billionaire, you can do whatever the fuck you want. If Kanye was broke, he'd be like, man, shut the fuck up wearing boots and shit. Get the fuck out of here. But Kanye's like, yo, this is Yeezy. You don't understand. I'm a god. What? He's a billionaire. You're like, you are a god. Fucking, but he got a beat though. That's the thing. I love him because he's such a good rapper and he makes such good music. That's the only reason. If he sucked as a fucking producer, I'd be like, yo, I want to beat the shit out this motherfucker. But he has a beat to go with that bullshit. You know? What else? What else you got?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert, fuck, bless his heart. That he was a friend of mine, dude. Like for real. And what was fucked up about? What's fucking, dude, that fucker did not talk like that. You know how you'd be like, and then I hit her in the pussy. I kicked her in the pussy. And my dick rammed her in the ass with my dick. And then. Yeah. And. He's Gilbert Gottfried, which is the German version of my name, Godfrey, which is the British version of his last name. Gottfried is his last name, which means gift of God, God's peace, and mine, Godfrey. So we would always get confused because sometimes I would do shows and people who were Gilbert Gottfried fans would come to my show. Like, you sold out, word? Fuck. And they'd be like, that's not Gilbert Gottfried. What the fuck is that? That's not... Gilbert, man. What the fuck? And he was such... And he talked like this. Hey, what's going on? Hi. And then when he got on stage, he's like, I kicked you in your pussy. Right in your pussy. You fuck yeah. Next one. Respect to Gilbert Gottfried, goddamn. What's up?
Tinder.
What did he say? Tinder. Oh, fuck. I never use that shit because I'm not a bitch. I'm old school, dude. I fucking believe in, you know, harassment. You know, I'm like, hey, what's up, bitch? Get over here. You know, I miss those days. No, I ain't talking about your ugly friend. That girl, yeah, get the fuck over here. Tinder is for bitches, man. I mean, dating app, dude, come on, man. I'm old school, man. It's fucking swipe left, right, fuck all that. I like when you earned your shit. Yeah? I like when you wrote a number on a fucking napkin. That was man shit, huh? But you know what it is? The nerds make that shit. I'm just being honest. Nerds, people who don't fuck make apps. Semen is for fucking, semen is creative energy. What do they tell boxers before they fight? No sex. They tell them, don't fuck. Your creativity's gone. Yo, nerds have a lot of semen. So they'd be like, oh, I'm gonna work on an app. It's all that. Who the fuck busts a nut and go, let me work on that app? You don't have, the creativity's gone, bro. That's why nerds shoot up schools. Shut up, man. Isn't this a fucking improv? You can't get offended at Skankfest. Get the fuck out of here. That's why we created the fucking festival. So no ooh-ah bullshit. Man, I heard black dicks earlier. Shut up. Barely any black people here, but black dicks was brought up. I swear, if every white dude had a thought bubble, there'd be a black dick tap dancing in your thoughts. You guys think about our dicks more than we think of it, you motherfuckers. R. Kelly? He's from Chicago, too. There's something wrong with us Chicago dudes. Fuck. My mind is telling me no. But my money. Fuck. He's done. Fuck. But his music is so good, I dance out of guilt. But fuck. I'm like, oh, fuck. He ain't shit. But goddamn. All you have to do is have a beat. Shit. And you forgive. What? I think I was talking about something. Oh, no. Nerds shoot up schools. Real shit. That people that don't fuck kills people. It's the fucking truth, man. You never hear a fucking report. Yo, I don't know why he shut up the school. He's always fucking. I'm tired of getting my dick sucked. I'm sick. What else, motherfuckers? What? Wait, what? Say it again. Donated sperm. What? Cialis? Did you say Cialis? But it's all dick shit out here. God damn. Dick pills. Well, hell. Let's go. Okay, here's Cialis, all right? Look at Cialis. Okay, Cialis is, and you know, whenever there's a medical commercial, you have to have that voice. Are you over 65? It's never fun. Like, are you over 65? No, it's always... Is your dick broken? And when I look at a Cialis commercial, I go, all right. And it's always guys playing in a band. They're just like... All their dicks are broke. All their dicks are broken, but they're... Just limp dick motherfuckers jamming. It's like, I can't fuck either. Let's make a band, all right. So... And I watch it and I go, okay, that's cool. Their dicks aren't working. And they're older dudes, right? And then the commercial's long enough where they take the pill and their dicks start working again. Because they're with their wives now. Right? But they're doing everything but fucking. They're like dancing, you know, they're rowing boats. The fuck is that, yo? Do what the fucking pill does, you know? What it's made for. There should be a guy like chasing his wife like with his dick like, where the fuck are you?
I got 4 more hours. Where the fuck are you? Thanks, Cialis. Or maybe his dick doesn't work because he's been married to the same bitch for so long. It could be that. If it's an old couple, maybe it's you. They should have like a new chick walk by and it's like, oh shit, it works. That's all my time. Thank you very much, guys. I had to be quick, man. I didn't know what the fuck was gonna come up.
Keep it going for Godfrey.
No, thank you. We had to make up shit.
That was great.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was cool, you know?
Yeah.
So here we are.
Let's grab a couple suggestions, see what we can do with them.
Okay. Tax evasion. Tax evasion. I have no kids.
Child support.
As far as I know.
I feel like this is going down.
You guys are just making up shit. Tooth fairy.
Why do you see a white guy and a black guy on stage and now they're like, all right, like, tax evasion, child
how about this?
Support,
wait.
Food stamps.
No, here we are.
All right.
Cop team.
Became a very
Ebony
specific.
And ivory.
Together in perfect harmony.
All right. Side by side on the piano. Oh, fuck. Okay.
He's like, okay, I didn't know we were playing like that.
All right,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what else? What else you guys
What do we got? We got Lil Nas X. What else?
Lil Nas.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang forever. Fuck yeah. Hip hop, let me tell you something. Wu-Tang is probably the greatest rap group in history. That's real shit. They're like the Rolling Stones and fucking Zeppelin of fucking hip hop, you know. I know there's a lot of young heads in here and you're fucking mumble rapping fuck boys. Fuck your humming a hummus. Fuck your babies. There's Lil Baby, Dub Baby, Fat Baby, Ugly Baby. Fuck all those babies. They should be all dead babies. Fucking personally, you fucking humming a fucks. I had a flashback. I fucking hate this hip hop.
I know, yeah.
This shit's pissing me the fuck off. Lil Head, Lil Face, Lil That,
you
Lil
like,
Talent.
You like Lil Wayne though, right?
I like Lil Wayne, but he kind of was the precursor to this fuck shit.
Because he
kinda,
started,
but he has lyrics though. I hear the lyrics.
Yeah, but he did start doing the preamble like to the mumbles with the.
yeah, but he had something to say. Like yeah. You hear the words.
I push it all. Yeah.
Yeah, but he says something.
Right.
But now it's really like humming a, and it's a lot of And there's one motherfucker, and then there's a dumber motherfucker on the record. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna get how many?
On God.
Yeah. And then the dumber motherfucker be like, let me try that here. It's just I have nephews and they go, Uncle Godfrey, listen to this shit.
Right.
And I'm like, who is this? And I'm like, listening. I'm like, I'm trying to dig it. What the fuck?
Yeah, what am I listening to?
I feel retarded when I leave. My IQ is going down. It's vibrating too low. I'm like, man, that was a really good song. I'm sorry, I went there. That's how I feel. Every time you buy that music, it should come with a helmet. I'm fucking sorry. I'm sorry, yo. I'm just
the new Beats by Dre for like the new generation. Oh. It just comes with a helmet installed. Just,
yeah. That's the next wave of music. And there're gonna be some kids like, yo, you hit man, I love that shit. What? Fuck out of here.
1738.
Jimi Hendrix. Fuck all y'all. I mean, I'm going to say, I wish everybody was retarded, honestly. The whole world should be, because I've never met a racist one before. All they do is hug the fuck out of you. You've never, but I would hang out with a racist retard. I ain't go to front. I hate Chinese people. I'm hanging with this fucker. That's fucking funny.
Yeah. Oh, what did this little guy say again?
Oh, to be retarded and racist? Fuck. That's some gangster shit. I don't like nobody.
Yeah, just going
you
straight up.
You have friends?
Fuck. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Let's grab a last suggestion, guys. What do we got? Hot teachers.
Did you say SNL? Things? S&M?
S&M.
Oh, you guys are all sex and shit. You like S&M?
No.
Nah.
No.
You like smack bitches and when you're fucking, you punch them? I don't know.
My wife would be very upset.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you was married. My bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. S&M, that shit is weird.
Yeah.
It's so funny how the S&M shit, you women like all that shit, you know. But see, here's the thing. Women are fucking weirdos. Because if they don't like you, everything you do is rapey. Everything you do. If a girl don't like you, everything you do is rapey. You say hi to them. Ugh, he said hi. And then they exaggerate to the friends. Well, how did he say hi? He was like, hello. You know, hi. That's how they see it. But then when they like you, they want you to do rapey shit to them. Fucking weirdos.
Right. Good afternoon.
Yeah, if they like you, they're it's a good afternoon.
Yeah, it is
like,
a good afternoon. Fuck?
Or they say, choke me. Yeah, motherfucker, that's what I'm talking about. The fuck? If they like you.
If they like if you. They...
That's what I'm talking about, motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
I like that red ram.
Welcome to the jungle.
Guys, keep it going for Godfrey.
Yo, thanks. Appreciate it. We running late.
That's been Stand Up on the Spot. Did we have a good time tonight? Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw. Godfrey. Nick Batterot. Maddie Smith. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Come see us in LA every second Tuesday of the month at the Comedy Store. I love you so much. Thank you, Skankfest. Good night.